Mandy, I'm
Hello,
here.
Katie.
That's about all I got today.
Listen, that's enough.
That's enough. How are you, my friend?
I'm just fine and dandy.
Are you living your best baseball life these days?
Well, no.
Oh.
I will tell you why.
Okay, tell me why. I'm going to plug in my mic that I forgot to do. The sound is better when we use these things. I would like to think that we don't have, but
I still haven't found mine.
the sound is better. What?
You do sound better.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where mine is. It'll turn up along with my key fob, my current key fob that I'm using. Like, here's a pro tip. Don't use your fingernail to press the little soft spot on your key fob, because eventually that will cause it to, if you keep your car as long as I have kept my car, which is almost 10 years at this point,
Yeah.
and then at a certain point that soft rubber will fall off.
Yes.
And you would think that you could then just use your finger still. No, you cannot. You have to have a small pointy object, and you have to hit it just right on that little spot. Yeah, ask me how I know. But I have lost my key fob. It's still all together, so I'm walking around with that key fob and either a pen, like a writing pen.
Oh.
At one point I grabbed my tweezers. At one point I had the part of a hanger. I use those velvet hangers, and the hanger part had
Me
broken
too.
off. So I just grabbed that. I had that and that key fob in my pocket. Listen, I am nothing if not high rolling. So
With your velvet hangers and your
in my velvet hangers.
pokey key fob.
Look out. Anyway, I don't remember why we launched into that.
I was plugging in my mic. I apologize. I interrupted your baseball talk. I want to hear your thoughts on the baseball.
So, this was billed as two giants of baseball playing each other. It was going to be an epic series. It was everybody's predictions were that it would go to at least six or seven games.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada. Well, game one last Friday night in LA. I was pulling for LA in this game because I do ultimately, I think, want LA to win.
It's very, it was a very exciting game.
The Dodgers, I mean, the Yankees were ahead. It went into ex it barely went into extra innings. Like, the Dodgers came back and tied it up, and then so it was in the 10th inning, and the Yankees were ahead, and the Dodgers were down to their last out. The problem for the Yankees is that their last out was one Freddie Freeman.
Frederick.
Listen, we had gone to bed. I was listening to it on the radio broadcast via the MLB app, because
Yeah.
we get up early around here, and
Yes.
so we were tired, and we were in the bed, and I was lying in the bed listening to the radio broadcast. And it was a weird situation, and why did Aaron Boone bring in that pitcher instead of this one, blah 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 blah. But
Right.
what happened was there was a really funny play. The play just before Freddie came up, Verdugo, who is the Yankees left fielder, made a phenomenal catch in which he tumbled over the fence. He was in foul territory. He caught the ball and he tumbled over the fence. It's a low fence. And once a player goes into, is off the playing field, then any base runner is automatically granted a base. So even though he made this great catch and the guy was out, the people who were on base got to move up. I know, weird
Is
rule,
that
right?
an MLB rule or is that
I don't know.
okay?
Yes, it's an MLB
Well,
rule.
yeah. Just an M.
Only. I don't know if it's
Just, yeah. I
only.
left out the word just because my brain was still processing this.
So they had it set up for what they thought was going to happen. Well, then they have an open base. And so instead of pitching to Mookie, they walk Mookie to face Freddie because it was a left-handed pitcher. So they
Right.
have lefty on lefty. Doesn't matter when it's Freddie Freeman, y'all. Hate to break
Doesn't
it to you.
matter.
But in all fairness, Freddie had had the bad ankle. I will say that when they did the player introductions and he ran out on the field, I went, whoa, he's looking better.
Yeah.
So, but you never know with Freddie because
Well,
Freddie's good at out regardless.
and two, with the bases loaded, you can go to any base and get an out and makes it a lot easier. So, I mean, I get the logic, except for
It's Freddie
it's Freddie
Freeman.
Freeman.
And the guy pitching is a guy named Nestor Cortez, who's not a reliever. He's a starter. And he also had not pitched in like 6 weeks.
I saw that part. I didn't realize he was a starter that hadn't pitched in that long, but like, wow.
So, and so what they're thinking is this is the Freddie Freeman of the NL, CS, who he would still get a single, but he didn't have any power and he could damn sure couldn't run.
Yeah.
Well, what they did not know is in that week that they had off, the real Freddie Freeman had gotten locked in, and baby, it was on. He had a triple in the first inning. So, we kind of knew that he might be back here, but boy, howdy, first pitch, grand freaking slam. How do you like me now? I have never seen that man react the way he reacted to that grand slam.
It was
And we won
glorious.
a World Series.
Yeah.
He came around second base and he looked out at that bullpen and did like a, ooh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, Freddie. I have never seen him react that way. It was amazing. Could
Yeah.
not happen to a nicer human being. And here's the other, like I remember that Freddie had not hit a grand slam for a long time. I was just listening to a podcast. He had 232 home runs before he ever hit a grand slam.
Wow.
I want to say it was his last year with the Braves before he ever hit a grand slam. And then he hit a grand slam, and then his next home run was a grand slam as well. So like it was like, and now he's had seven in season grand slams, and then this one, and just so happy. I mean,
Yeah.
obviously my phone was blowing up. People
Yeah.
know I love Freddie Freeman.
Yeah. He
My
was like
coffee
mouth
dog.
a gate.
Oh, that when he ran up to his dad.
Oh.
Like I don't know that everybody knows. There's a great E360. If you haven't seen it. That he did. It ended up being his last year with the Braves. And he didn't talk about it a whole lot, but you'll notice that Freddie always wears sleeves, always has long sleeves on, even in, August in Atlanta, the man had sleeves on.
Yeah.
And that's because his mother died of melanoma when he was 10 years old.
I did
And
not know that.
so he and his dad. Yeah, and he talks about the fact in that E360, he talks about how it was devastating for his father, obviously,
Yeah.
when his mother died. And that what finally, after like a month to 6 weeks of his dad just basically not leaving the house at all, what got his dad out again was them going to throw the ball. And so, I mean, just, oh my God, I can't even. Between all of that, between all he's been through, going to the Dodgers, between all he's been through with his son, it was just like, oh God, it was just the culmination of, and the fact that, I mean, Freddie played for Atlanta through our bad years, like bad years. He was the one bright spot, but he's freaking phenomenal, but he's in Atlanta. And
Yeah.
so people don't hear about him. The wider national audience doesn't know about him like we did in Atlanta. And so, as much as it hurts for that to all be happening for him somewhere else. I'm so glad for him.
Yeah.
People are finally like figuring out, because this whole thing is, it's been all about Shohei and Mookie, and they're great. They're not any freaking better than Freddie Freeman. I mean, Shohei maybe, but like, I'm
Always voting everybody, but I
Freddie
think,
Freeman is just incredible.
and then you add in the personality that's so fun and caring,
Just
and you
the best guy.
just the best guy on top of the talent that he has. Yeah,
Right.
I agree. I'm really glad that the world is waking up to Freddie Freeman, and I'm with you. I don't know about you. I don't know if you're as I like to think I'm a steel magnolia, but I'm a weepy mess a lot. When he went up to his dad, I was like, done.
I didn't cry,
I
but
did. I
it
was
was
done.
very sweet. It was very sweet.
Done.
But yeah, so that was game one. So I was really excited about game one. That was great. I loved
Yeah.
it. And then we had game two, and the Dodgers won again, which, okay, fine. But the Yankees just did not play well. They loaded the bases in the ninth inning and had the tying run at the plate, but couldn't do anything with it. And they just didn't
Yeah.
play well. So then last night was game three, and I was real torn because, as I said, I want a
Right.
seven game World Series. But the starting pitcher for the Dodgers was one Walker Buehler. He's a Vandy boy. He
We don't
graduated
want him to
with
lose.
Dansby.
Yeah.
And he's had a crap ass year. And so he had done really well in his last start, and so I was hoping he would do really well, and he did. He shoved. It was exciting. Go Walker. But now we're 3-0. And I mean, the Yankees, they ain't got nothing, y'all.
I saw a meme today or last night, maybe, that was Aaron Judge, who's precious, by the way. But it was him in a white Yankees uniform, and it said that somebody needs to take his stripes. Like the whole Yankees team, it's time to take their pinstripes because they are not playing up to the Yankee
Well, yeah, I
standards.
mean, the only, like, their average with runners in scoring position, team average with runners in scoring position is like 128. I mean, it's not good.
That's bad.
So that's been a disappointment. I was hoping it
Yeah.
was going to be a really fun series. And here's my other thing at this point, because guess what? Freddie has done in all three games of the World Series is hit home runs.
Yeah.
And so at this point, I posted a meme to my Instagram account Friday night that just really encompasses perfectly how I feel. It was a woman crying while smiling and clapping. And it said, every Braves fan right now. Like, and I want Freddie Freeman to do well because I love Freddie Freeman.
Yes.
But I want Freddie Freeman to come back to Atlanta and
Can he
retire
not?
as an Atlanta Brave and to go into the Hall of Fame as an Atlanta Brave.
He not do well in Atlanta for the
He's
love.
he is going to be the MVP of this World Series.
Not Shohei.
And I'm afraid when it comes time to pick his team, he's going to do that thing where he doesn't pick a team.
So,
And that's gonna make me real sad.
I know.
And I really want to smack his old agent in the face because this is all his
All
fault.
his fault. All his fault. Can we talk about Shohei for a minute? Because I did not watch yesterday. I know he was hurt. He partially dislocated his elbow. It looked
Sure.
shoulder. I thought it was elbow, but again, it looked painful. Bless him. But he's back, right? Like he was cleared. Everything's good. He didn't break anything. He just dislocated it.
Yeah, that was all the talk around baseball world yesterday, is how weird baseball players' shoulders are. And if, like, anybody that's watched like Cody Bellinger, y'all might remember when, because the Dodgers, we were ahead of the Dodgers in the NLCS in 2020, the year they won the World
Yeah.
Series. We were ahead of them 2-0 in the NLCS, and they came back and beat us. And that was the year Cody He and I think it was in the World Series. I don't. It may have been in the CS. I don't remember. But at some point, he and I can't remember who he went up to. But they did like that jumping thing where they like bang into each other, like a body slam each other.
I forgot about this.
And when he did it, he knocked his shoulder out, and
Yep.
he has had trouble ever since. So they were talking about Cody. They're talking about several other examples of how baseball players just have loose shoulders. Fernando Tatis Jr., same thing. When he was on his PED suspension, he had also had a bunch of shoulder trouble, and so he went and got his shoulder tightened. Also learned that Shohei was a swimmer. In
You know
addition,
what? That makes sense. He's got the swimmer's tall body with the long arms.
yep, and a lot of
Makes
times
sense.
that can lead to that same sort of thing. So apparently, that's like not a big deal. Not as big a deal as it would be
Okay.
for us mere mortals.
Wow. I would be like in the bed
Right.
for 6 weeks with a
And I think
dislocated
he's
shoulder.
definitely hurting. They kind of alluded to that a little bit on the broadcast. I saw a press conference with Max Muncy, their third baseman, and Max said that they got a text from Shohei. He must have stayed behind. He said, because he said when we were all on the bus, we got a text that from Shohei that in English to the whole team that said, "I am fine. I will be there." So
Precious angel.
we'll see. I'll take a picture of this dog because listen.
Listen.
But yeah, so it's other than the fact that it's not been a very competitive series. And that I'm afraid all my hopes and dreams of Freddie Freeman going into the Hall of Fame as a Brave are just disappearing in front of my eyes.
Yeah.
I've been pleased with the rest of it. So,
Good. It was that first game especially was just fabulous. So
I mean, mercy.
that was fun.
It was fun. Okay, the other thing I wanted to talk about, I was listening to Pablo Torre Finds Out yesterday. And I think it was Friday's episode that I was listening to. And it was he and Mina Kimes and Dan Le Batard.
I
And
listened to it this morning.
they were talking about this article in The Cut, which is New York Magazine, a New York Magazine column about the new rules of etiquette. And I don't know how many, there must have been over 100. I
Yeah,
hadn't
they're
read
a
them all.
bunch.
I hadn't read them all. But it's sort of, they were like picking which ones of those that they agreed with and disagreed with or whatever. But as part of that conversation, they were having the discussion of whether or not, because I guess maybe The Cut says that if you see somebody who you have met before and they obviously do not remember meeting you, that what you should do is say, "Hey, I'm Mandy, we've met before." And they were having the discussion on the pod of, "Oh no, that's shaming. That's embarrassing. That's shaming the person." Well, I, of course, I'm like, it depends on how many times you have met them.
Maybe
Because,
they need to be shamed.
listen, I am famous for, there was a particular staffer on Capitol Hill. Have I told this story before?
Maybe me privately, but I don't think on here.
There was a particular staffer on Capitol Hill who I had additional connections with pre-Capitol Hill. Like, we had very good mutual friends. He had escorted me up the aisle at our mutual friend's wedding
You had met.
several times.
You had met.
And then I met him several times in DC with his stepsister. Didn't matter. So I'm sitting at my desk, and this is 3 years. This is when I was working for Shaxby. So, I mean, I'd been on Capitol Hill for 3 years at this point. I'm sitting there talking to Krister, and
Love, Christopher.
Krister's like, "Oh, you know so and so, don't you?" I was like, Krister,
Do I know him?
it's about to be on. That was just one of those days. I was just done. And so, sure enough, this guy walks in, and Krister says, "Well, you know Mandy?" And he says, "No, I don't. It's not." And I said, "Actually, the first time we met was in 1996 in Sylvania, Georgia, when you escorted me up the aisle at our friend so and so and so and so's wedding." We have subsequently met approximately 5 times at various and assorted receptions when I was with your stepsister. So, listen.
We've met.
Depends on the situation.
Yeah.
But the way around this, and I wanted to share this. So, our dear friend, Nana Peggy, was the grandmother of our dear friends, Bill and Beth. And we used to basically eat lunch almost every Sunday with Nana Peggy at the country club after church. And Nana Peggy always said that you should never say to somebody, it's nice to meet you, because you don't know.
Yeah.
It's met them. You don't know if it's nice to meet them. You don't know if it's nice to know them. So she says what you should say is, it's so nice to see you.
See you, yeah.
And that's the workaround they were offering on this, you know, to keep you from embarrassing yourself if you met people before. But that's just what Nana Peggy taught me was polite to do anyway. So that's what I always do.
Because, yeah, whether you're meeting them for the first time or not, you're seeing them right then.
It's so nice to see you.
It's every situation.
Right? So I just wanted to offer that up. And I also thought those etiquette rules were very funny. Some of the things they were going off of. Like, if you are a dating adult, you should own lube. I mean, I was howling. And the fact that Dan Lebatard, Freddie says hi.
Hey, Freddie.
Oh, I could hear that high-pitched yawn.
I could.
But yeah, the fact that Dan Lebatard, who's basically Mina and Pablo's boss,
yeah,
is the one who brought out that, they were both like, why?
Why are we talking about this one?
Why have you said this?
There's a whole list of things on that article that we can talk
hundreds
about.
Of them, and you picked the word about Lou?
It's because he was confused about it.
Oh, God, it was so funny.
So funny. He's great. I love it when he's on the podcast. He makes me very happy because he's almost like their grandfather or something they're having to explain life to.
Yeah, it was fun. That was a good episode. If y'all haven't listened to that, y'all should listen
yes,
to it.
Yes, definitely.
But yeah, those were, that's my life. Other than that, Freddie, we got Freddie a beach pass. I went to do early voting on Friday.
Love it.
Early voting did not start in Walton County until Saturday.
Oh.
Never mind that it was happening all over the rest of Florida. Not in Walton County.
Not in Walton County.
We're gonna do the bare minimum around here. So, yeah, so I didn't get to vote, but I was right across the street from the code enforcement office, which is where you get your beach pass. So I got young Frederick a beach pass. And we went out that afternoon and he was not terrified of the waves. Thankfully, it was pretty calm. Sometimes my fosters will look at me like I'm obviously trying to murder them because this water is coming for them. But it was pretty calm and he waded in. He didn't want to go swimming, but he at least waded in. So,
because you got him a beach pass, does that mean Frederick's going to be with you for a while?
No, I try to keep a beach pass because they're good for a year. Now they're supposed to be specific to a dog.
Well, you get the same breed. They all look alike.
So they'll never know. But I mean, I don't know why nobody's adopted this dog yet. I don't know why. So we did a home visit. I did a home visit. They had a very obese Dachshund. So that would not have been good for Freddie.
That did not go well.
Well, I didn't take him because that ain't gonna be a good fit. There's no need. So, but yeah, everybody that's been interested in him has either had cats or a very fat Dachshund. So, somebody's gonna come along.
Indeed.
Somebody gonna come along. So yeah, I don't know how long I'll have him. I'll have him until he's adopted.
Well, the beach pass just made me think it was, you know, going to be a while or something. Something had gone awry, maybe.
No. All status quo. But what about you, Katie? What's been going on in your world?
Well, y'all, it finally happened. After 2.5 years of living in Atlanta and driving down 85 two, three times a week. I had a flat tire on the interstate. And, you know, if it's going to happen, it happened the best way it could. Thank goodness. Yeah. It wasn't like a blowout where it, you know, made me do crazy things on the road.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, with all the near misses I've had on I-85, I'm surprised that it took this long. So
you ran over a hoe, for God's sake.
I did run over a hoe, and that stuck in my grill.
That didn't give you a flat tire.
I'd forgotten about that. The hoe ran over a hoe. So at some point, apparently I ran over a nail. And so all of a sudden, you know, the tire pressure was gone. I was in the Peach Pass lane, so I was able to get over to the shoulder very quickly. So I wasn't riding on my rim or anything. But, you know, I don't say this sentence very often, maybe ever, but I'm really glad I have a background of car insurance and towing.
Yeah.
So I called my insurance company and they said, oh yeah, we'll send somebody out. And I said, it's going to have to be a tow truck.
See, that would not have been my first call.
Well, I have roadside assistance.
I think I do too, but it still would never occur to me. I'd be calling AAA.
I said, you're going to have to send a tow truck. It is the passenger side and I'm on the left shoulder. So they're not going to change the tire in traffic.
Right.
And I told them that. And immediately I get the text from them when they dispatch it. And it's a road service company that I'm very familiar with, unfortunately. Because I've had to yell at them about not doing interstate changes and tire in services. So therefore, I called back. And they said, well, they haven't canceled the service. So I called this company that I know the owner of, the national company. So I called their dispatch system. I said, go in and decline it. So they'll then come back and do a tow truck. And so then they find a tow truck and the tow truck driver calls me. I'm like, you're going to have to tow me to the next exit. And he said, no, no, this is not a tow. This is a tire change. I said, listen to me. You will die.
Right.
You try to do this tire change on the side of the road. Trust me when I say, I know what I'm talking about. You're going to have to tow me the next exit if you're coming in a tow truck. And all that happened, it all happened fairly quickly. I wasn't on hold very long with anybody, but I thought, I give up. So I called 511. And in Atlanta, they have this wonderful service through DOT where they will send a hero truck to you if you're within a certain mileage. And I wasn't within the perimeter, but I was close enough to it. And the girl was like, yeah, let me see if I can find you on the camera, which freaked me out a little bit.
Well, what do you want your government to do?
I'm like, would you like me to like wave at you? But I wasn't on camera. I wasn't within range of a camera. But so I told them, I said, look, I've got two. If you can see all the dispatches, there are two cops on the exit ramp arresting somebody. It's very entertaining. And so that made the girl laugh. She goes, I'm going to get somebody out to you real quick. And I said, all right. So it was a free service. I said, let's play who gets here first. And shocker, the hero truck got there first. And so while he was working on his stuff, I called the insurance company back and I said, you can cancel the service. And so he blocked traffic because they've got these trucks that can block traffic easily. He said, well, I wasn't going to do it.
If you've ever been barreling through Atlanta,
yeah,
driving 85 to stay with traffic, you've seen the hero truck.
You have. But at first he didn't block traffic. And, you know, he's a very young, very young, like 20, sweet fella named Jay. And I said, Jay, I said, I'm not your mama, but I really feel like you need to pull your truck out and not die today. And he died laughing. He was like, yeah, I was thinking about that. And I said, I think you should go ahead and do it. And you'll change the tire real quick and all, and it'll be fine. But people will get over it. But, like, you're going to get killed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to have to get out of my car and scrape your body up off the pavement. So he was like, oh, yes, ma'am. So he pulled up. and got it changed real quick. And then I was on the road. And so that was, that went very well. But if I had not known the system and how it worked on the dispatching end, I would still be sitting there. I'd still be sitting there.
That's, you know, my mama had a flat tire on the interstate one time. She called 911.
You can't do that. They don't suggest it.
It was some, I think it was in Nashville, and it was a spot where like everybody was merging.
Yeah.
She was like in the middle. She was like, it was not safe.
But you know, my, that knowledge has come in handy a couple times. Like I had a friend who had a flat tire in his very, very fancy schwank Mercedes SUV.
They have run flat tires or whatever.
Right. And the guy got there to change the tire and he couldn't get the tire off. And I said, well, okay, let me tell you how this works. So he was relaying to the tire change guy that there's a key and you have to find the key and use the key to unlock the tire so you can take it off. So, I mean, I'm useful sometimes.
Indeed.
So anyway, I got to, it just threw my whole day off. I got to school late, which I hate walking into class late. It's disrespectful to the professor. Of course, he was fine, but he was like, oh my gosh, Katie, you're fine. But I hate it. It just threw my whole day off. And now tomorrow, instead of going to the High Museum, which I was supposed to do on my breathing day, I get to go get my tire fixed.
Indeed.
I'm Good still going to go see Birch tomorrow night. But I will not be able to do everything I wanted to do tomorrow, which is fine. But anyway,
it's so inconvenient when cars and computers.
Yes.
Like those things are just supposed to work.
Yeah. I went home today because I've got, it's a full flat, but it's not like, it wasn't full of air as like it should have been. So I went back roads to get home, which took forever. It's just a pain in the ass all the way around.
It is. It is. Hate it when that happens.
I know. So shout out to my friends that still work at Geico, even though I don't have Geico insurance because I didn't want Geico knowing anything about my life anymore. They were still like, we'll call somebody. I'm like, you know, we got this. So they helped me and together we got it figured out.
Good job.
But my hero is Jay. Thank you, Jay. I'm sure you have no idea who I am otherwise, but he was very, very sweet.
Good.
And the other lesson is if you see a tow truck, a police officer, an ambulance, a hero truck, any of those things on the road, slow down and move over. Too many people doing those services get killed every single year, and it's sad. So slow down, move over. So that was my day.
Well, what else has been going on?
Well, so I watched Game Day Saturday, and I know we said that we cured my garden club of calling things a wiener roast, but we should have put the call out to the greater world because they were in Indiana, and Indiana has a wiener cannon where they shoot not t-shirts, but hot dogs into the stands.
I thought you were going to say Dotsons, and that was going to be real, real bad.
Look. Yes. That would have been terrible. This is a close second.
I think Seaside has, because you know the Seaside mascot is a wiener dog. This big dog's about to roll off this bed.
When we hear a thud,
you'll know what it is.
Well, no.
But I think they have wiener races in CSAT. Like, I know they have Dotson.
Yeah.
You know, Dotson dogs do the race, but I think they call it the wiener races.
Can we just not? Especially after Anthony Wiener. I mean, like, the whole, like, everything to do with that word is just, I don't like it.
No,
so anyway, they had a big wiener cannon, and of course they were joking. Ha, ha, ha. Pat McAfee just thought it was great. Everybody's giggling. What I did love was the tribute to Lee Corso. So Lee Corso was the coach of Indiana for a long time. Little bitty frail Lee Corso had on his little bitty Indiana sweater.
Aww.
He looked so frail. It made me kind of sad.
Yeah.
But they also like did this big thing where they brought all his, so he led the Hoosiers to their first bowl game win in 1979. It was the Holiday Bowl. So they were bringing that team back that day to honor them at the game. And so they took him out to dinner that week, and they all got to sit around with Coach and talk to him. And they all were just so complimentary of what a great inspiration he was and how supportive he was. And something I didn't know about him was that he hired the first full-time female assistant coach at the college level.
Wow.
Now, she was an academic coach, but she was considered and paid as a coaching assistant full time.
Okay.
And so she was there, but they loved up on him, and it was very, very sweet. But he just is so frail. What I did figure out too is that that was at night, like later in the day, that dinner. And I could understand everything he said on tape. I think it's too early in the morning for him to do game day. I don't think he's up and moving and whatever yet. And
Yeah.
it's not good for him. So, not that he's my daddy, but I mean, I would not. Anyway, I love him. But it's getting to be a little much. Now, the picker this week was Kyle Schwarber, who you know very well.
Schwarber.
Let me tell you though, he had on the craziest outfit. He had on his Indiana baseball batting helmet. He was carrying a football with a football jersey on, and Indiana has these god awful red and white stripe, like circus looking tent pants that everybody wears. It reminds me of those overalls that we hate so much. So he had those pants on with a baseball helmet. It's like, what?
Funny dude.
He's funny. He was very funny. So it wasn't like bad picking, but I was like, what the hell are you wearing?
Yeah.
It was crazy. And those pants can go, Indiana. I mean, just wear red pants. It'll be
Please.
fine. You look like
Please.
a circus tent.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Schwarber, you know, he was drafted by the Cubs, and I can't remember if it was his rookie year or if he had maybe played a year. But the year they won the World Series, he tore his ACL, like in one of the first games of the season.
Yeah.
But all years he was rehabbing, he kept saying, "I'm coming back, I'm coming back, I'm coming back." And he did. He came back and played in the World Series and hit several big Schwar bombs for him. And the freaking Cubs, it was really sad that 2016 team,
Yeah.
I think it was in 2020. They started sort of unloading guys, but then by 2020, it was like a fire sale. They just let Schwarber go. They didn't even trade him. They just basically DFA'd him. And now look at him.
Now look at him.
How much would they love to have Kyle Schwarber on their team now?
What those pants?
Pants and all.
I know, right?
Listen.
He really was funny, and he was real precious. So it was, yeah.
Kelly.
He's a great player, but
Kelly and Casey get mad at me. Because I'm always like, but we like Schwarber. They're like, he is a Philly. We hate
I
all the Phillies.
hate all the Phillies. Well, I liked him on Saturday. I thought he's very sweet, especially with Coach, and except for the pants. The pants have to go. And then we got to the games. There's not much to talk about. They were fine games, but Lane Kiffin whining like a small child to the referees about Oklahoma faking an injury about sent me over the edge.
Hot meat kettle.
Like, you wrote that playbook, sir.
Right?
You don't get to whine and stomp your foot about it. Reason number
Well, you were Lane
8,200.
Kiffin.
I know, 8,223 that I don't like Lane Kiffin. I will say, in that game and every game now in the SEC, the refs are horrific. Horrific. I follow a little kid out of Kansas City. He's probably 25. He used to play football. And he's got a TikTok account that I'll add to my next favorites. He's so fun. His wife films him, records it, and he's mic'd up on the field. And he's doing it to try to encourage other, you know, young guys about his age that used to play football that want to still be involved to start refereeing. And I need him to open a branch in the southern state so we can get some better SEC refs in the pipeline.
Well, there you go.
They could not, when I tell you they couldn't keep track of who had the ball. I mean, that's like the basic tenet of the game is one team has the ball and one doesn't. If you can't keep up with that.
Yeah, kind of important.
It's just, I mean, we used to have some of the best referees. Now they're terrible. So, and then, you know, look, I tried to stay up. That 7:45 start for Auburn and Kentucky was rough for me. But I watched until my eyes could not hold themselves open anymore. And as I hoped, I woke up and they won.
War Eagle.
War Eagle. War damn. So I was real excited. I think there may be one more win over Louisiana Monroe this season, but that will not get us to bowl eligible. And I think that's going to be it because this week we play the Commodores. And we can't beat you. I'm just telling you right now, we can't win. So there's that. And we play Alabama, and I think we still have Ole Miss or Mississippi. I think we have Ole Miss left too. So it's a gauntlet. We're not going to be bowl eligible this year.
I'm sorry.
Hugh Freeze, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm, you know, got my ear to the ground. We're keeping our eye on it, but ooh, it was bad. So that was Saturday. Auburn won, which I'm very excited about, but I'm worried about the rest of these weeks.
Vandy almost won.
They did. That was a great game, and they should not be ashamed of that loss. That was a fantastic game, and they played their little hearts out. And that's why I think y'all are going to kick our asses this weekend. It's because you're going to be pissed off. You are coming into Auburn. It is harder to play. It's a pretty tough environment, but I think you'll be just fine. I think you'll be just fine.
There will be some Caldwells in attendance, but I will not. Good.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be lots of fun. So,
right now.
Well, I'm very excited about your food, Mandy. I can't wait to hear about it because that first ingredient is one of my favorite things to bake with.
So I made week four last, our buddy Grossy Pelosi has a recipe, another recipe. He's our pesto meatball hero.
Love
he has
it.
A recipe with the New York Times. These are pumpkin muffins with cardamom crumb topping. And y'all know when I saw that cardamom, I was all in. And I even messed up the crumb topping. I can't remember now what I did. I think maybe I melted the butter. I can't remember what I did. I screwed it up somehow.
Yeah, because the crumb, you don't melt the butter.
Right. And I can't remember what, I mean, obviously, I used to own a bakery business. I know this. So it was something else. I can't remember what I did. But anyway, even the crumb topping got screwed up, but it's still, I just sort of slathered it on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still good. So,
friends, let me just stop you right there, Manny. And let me just say, friends, this should make us all feel better about ourselves. If the baker that owned a bakery, every once in a while, it's human.
That's
because
right.
I do it all the time, and I'm not a baker or a cook of any kind. But it makes me feel better that you also do things that are not that. Yeah.
And just like,
it makes
just
me feel better
going.
about myself. So thank you.
Just keep going. Even if you screwed something up, like, just keep going. Yeah. Sometimes it will be, you know, not turn out great. I've been catching up on, Oh, what's Bridget Everett's show on Max? You recommended it a long time
Oh,
ago.
Bridget Everett.
The comedian, the blind comedian, and it's Manhattan, Kansas.
Sometime, somebody somewhere.
So I've been catching up on that.
There's a
And
new one.
remember the cake she made for her sister's birthday
Yes.
where she
Yes.
melted the butter?
Yes.
And it ended up looking like a large cow pie.
It
But they
did.
slated it. Obviously tasted good.
Tasted
So
just fine.
just keep going. I like this recipe too because it uses a whole can of pumpkin. Because unless you're like me and you're feeding your dog pumpkin every day, how annoying is it to end up with half a can
Yeah.
of pumpkin?
Just
Nobody
dumb.
needs that. Let's use
No.
the whole can. So yeah, this uses a whole can of pumpkin and they were just delicious. It was a nice fall treat.
I love it. Well, I can't wait to try them.
And I linked a gifted link, so that should work for everybody. Even if you don't subscribe to the New York Times Cooking, you should be able to access that link.
Thank you. I've been able to do that before, so when you do that, it does work.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yay.
Well, yeah, tell us about your favorites, Katie.
So I almost put that show on there, Mandy, because they have a new season, the first episode out. Somebody somewhere, I gotta look it up. I get it wrong every time.
They really should have named it a different name.
Somebody somewhere. Anyway, the first episode, I was almost in tears because it was so relatable. And she feels very alone as a single woman. And it's very relatable.
Yeah, I will say the acting is not really that good.
No.
One of the tenets of the whole show is that she's a great singer and she's a good singer.
She's a trained opera singer
But
in
she
real life.
doesn't sound like it.
No, I think that's the point, though.
Even with all of that, I
Yeah.
still really like it.
It is. I can't wait for you to see this first episode. It's very relatable. Very relatable. A little too relatable, actually. But
Feel
anyway,
like somebody's
it's good. So go
spying
watch
on
that if you're not.
me.
Somebody somewhere. That's what it is. Somebody somewhere. There's also two new episodes of Simone Biles Rising on Netflix that are both very interesting. They're both at the Paris Olympics. And so they're about that journey, and it's really, really good. If you're like us and love all things Olympics and all things gymnastics and all things Simone. So those are out, so make sure you check those out. The next thing I have is somebody to follow. Her name's Frances Valentine. No, that's not true. That's her brand is Frances Valentine. And her name is Elise Ahrens. And she owns this New York City fashion brand. I put her TikTok and her Instagram account on there. She does an outfit of the day every day. She wears a lot of bright, pretty colors. It's not what I would wear every day, especially in the winter and the fall, but it's one of those things where I can look and go, oh, I've got something similar. I can do this with that. Or that's a great
Yeah.
color combination. But she's super cute. She's probably, I would say, in her 50s. So it's all age appropriate clothes. She
Yeah.
accessorizes as well. But she's just a fun follow. She's so cute and her little clothes are great. And she wears a lot of kitten heels, which I'm here for because I can't wear those perching shoes anymore like I used to.
Me either.
Not even to go out and perch on a bar stool.
Nope.
Not happening.
Nope.
So she's great. So go follow her. She's super fun. The other thing that I have gotten, and I've just ordered another one because they were on sale, is Madewell. I'm just coming on to Madewell, and I love their clothes. They're a little pricey sometimes, but the sales are great. And so I got this Whisper crew neck tee. It's just a basic t-shirt, but it is so comfortable.
Okay.
And it's a great It's very affordable. They're on sale right now. They're out of a lot of sizes and colors. So when they restock maybe in the spring with the short sleeve, I'm going to get a bunch more. But I've got a heather gray. I ended up getting two heather gray-ish color shirts, and they're super comfortable. I love them. So I thought I would include that for y'all. If you were not aware of Madewell, I love them.
I'm a big fan of Madewell. I've got a pair of boots that I got at Madewell, like probably 10 years ago at this point, that I still wear.
I love it.
My bag that I carry all the time, my little brown. So, in fact, a friend of mine sent me a message on Instagram. She's like, "Are you driving with your pocketbook on your shoulder?" And I'm like, "Yes, because if I take, I wear it's a little crossbody bag.
Yep.
I take it everywhere. If I ever take it off my body, I leave it."
Yeah.
Because I've been carrying it so long that I'm no longer used to, you know, getting my purse before I leave.
Yeah.
But that's a Madewell.
It's part of your DNA.
It's ridiculous. When my sister took me to her office to look at my ears, I put it down in her office. And then when we got home and I was looking for my car key with my janky key fob, I was like, "I don't know where my purse is." She said, "It's on my desk at my office."
Awesome.
Yeah.
I have not. I went there for something specific. I bought a pair of jeans. I tried to shrink them. I bought them too big. I was used to my old weight. By the way, I've lost about 25 pounds.
Very good. That's very exciting.
Right? But I haven't perused Madewell like I probably should, but I should not, you know?
Yeah. No, they do have good sales. I mean, it's sort of like J. Crew.
Yeah. But they're great clothes and basic clothes. That's what I like. Like, I'll get a fun something every once in a while to go with the basics, but I'm a real basic kind of girl.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to make everyone aware of is our friends at Pearson Farms. Now is pecan time, people. If you like pecans and you like to get them for Christmas gifts, if you like to, you know, get them for Thanksgiving, whatever you want to do, spice pecans, now is the time.
Which reminds me, I was going to say one thing about those muffins is I would add some pecans to those muffins.
Which you can get from
Pearson
Pearson Farms.
Farm.
But I saw that and I thought I would just add that. I'm not a huge pecan girl, but now's the time. If you love them, get them. I know they are in very high demand. A lot of people that I know that have relatives outside of the South, this is what they do every year for their people because they can't get them like these good ones
And
outside
I
of the
would
South.
imagine they're going to be scarce this year because I know
Yes.
a lot of places got hit really hard
Yep.
by one of those hurricanes. I can't remember which one's which now.
Yeah, I know. But yes, so a lot there were, I'm with you. I saw a bunch of pecan orchards just leveled and they'll regrow and they'll be fine, but it's going to take a while. Those things take forever to produce fruit. So,
and already, I have to tell you, as a child who grew up with grandparents who lived in the middle of a pecan orchard,
yep.
the first time I had to actually buy pecans,
Yeah.
which is when I had my bakery business, it really hurt my feelings.
They are not cheap.
I'm still not over it. I don't appreciate having to actually pay for my pecans
Yep.
now.
Yeah, my great grandparents that lived down in Toyce County had a big tree in their yard. My daddy used to, and when I was a very little girl, as well, before they passed away, I would go and climb up the tree and shake it. Then you just get as many as you want.
Papa hired a machine to come in and do
Well,
that.
We just had the one. We didn't have an orchard. So we had little children to climb up in the tree and shake it.
Also, I was allergic.
That's bad. Yeah. So anyway, now's the time. I saw it, so I thought I'd throw that out there for everyone who likes to buy pecans. They are there, and they will ship.
Yes, they will.
So the other thing that I wanted to bring everyone up to speed on is I'm very excited right now about some new beginnings for me. I'm slightly overwhelmed. But I'll be fine. It's a season. It's a very short season. I have been asked to go back to South Georgia to plant a church made up of people who lost their church to disaffiliation. And if you have, I don't want to use this place to talk about Methodist disaffiliation because it'll break my heart again. And I know it'll break Mandy's heart again. We both have very strong opinions about it. But if you need a resource, if you have people in your life that are Methodists that were left behind by their church as they went other places, Mandy can tell you I'm happy to answer questions. I'm happy to give you resources. But what I'm doing now is gathering a group of people in South Georgia, and I'm not sure I can say where just yet, but it is south of Perry. I will say that. But the big thing is it starts January 1st. So by Christmas, I have to finish my semester. I have to finish all of my paperwork for ordination and my upcoming ministry meeting. I have to pack myself and get ready to move and move to South Georgia.
Woohoo!
It's going to be great. And I'm very excited. It's going to be a wonderful thing. It's a great group of people. I'm very excited about where I'm going to be living. I'm going to be a lot closer to the nephew and the nieces. I'm going to be not in Atlanta, especially after today.
Yeah.
I'm going to be not in Atlanta. I'm very sad to leave my little congregation here. They've been so good to me. As I have been a student, and they've been supportive and lovely. And so I'm a little sad to leave them. However, it is a great opportunity that has come up. And so I decided to take it to go back to South Georgia.
We are very excited for you, and what an honor to be asked to do that. Seems like a big deal.
It is a big deal, which adds more pressure to it. you know, there's a lot of healing that needs to be done, but there's also so much excitement about the things that they can do. And so when I'm sure that I can announce where it is, I'll definitely let you know. You can always message me. It's not Moultrie. I wish it was.
Me
in
too.
A way, I mean, and maybe one day I'll get to do that, but I really am, it's closer to Moultrie than I am right now. It's closer to my friends in St. Simons than I am right now. My friend Mandy with a Y that lives down there keeps saying, now when are you moving, when are you gonna be back? I'm 6 hours away from her right now with Atlanta traffic, and so people have been very sweet about being excited to have me back down in South Georgia. So I'm excited to be back
down. We are very excited. Now, so what's this mean for your last semester of school?
So I will be all online for these last few classes. I don't have many classes left. So I just have a couple left to do. I'm meeting Friday with the registrar who's going to help me finagle all this stuff to make it work. Between for my scholarships, I have to have so many hours, but I don't have that many hours left to take to graduate, so I got to figure all that out. But yeah, so I'm real excited about that. I'll still be part-time student until May when I graduate, and then I'll go full-time with the church down there. So I will just do school from this sofa in that parsonage.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I'm still going to graduate. Everybody's like, oh my God, my church thought that meant that I was not going to be Methodist anymore. And I was not going to finish my school. And I was like, no, it's not what I said.
Right.
Not even close to what I said. So I'm definitely finishing classes. I'll just be doing it online. So, and I'll probably come up to campus some here and there, but not unless I have to.
Well, that's exciting.
I know. I'm so excited. Like I said, it's very overwhelming. I think that's the best way to describe it, is the amount of work I have to do. I'm looking around at all the stuff I got to pack.
It'll happen.
It'll happen. It'll be fine. Really getting through the end of the semester is and getting my paperwork done is priority one. So that's
Yeah.
what I'm doing.
Woohoo!
I know. I'm so excited. I'm hoping, Mandy, when you come up to Moultrie to do paperwork or whatever, I can. It's not that far, so I can come down and have dinner. And I've got a lot of friends all over South Georgia that I'm hoping I can see more of.
Yeah.
It's been great being up here because I have a core group of friends up here that I have been able to spend time with and that I won't get this time with them anymore. So we're really taking advantage of it. But I'm ready to be back down. Now, I will be below the gnat line.
Yes, you will.
I'm not excited about that.
But, you're well equipped to deal
I'm
with it.
well equipped. I'll be fine.
And
So,
now they make those neck fans. I feel like that's got to help with the gnats,
gotta
right?
help. Totally getting one.
Totally.
Yep. So, if you don't get a Christmas card from me this year, that's why I'm not sending them out. I will probably do moving cards. Like, here's my new address.
There you go.
Yep.
That worked.
Anyway, that's my last thing is that new beginnings are my favorite.
Well, we're excited for you.
Thank you. I'm excited as well.
We're good.
Well, Mandy, what's your week like? What do you got coming up? What are you dressing up for, like for Halloween? Are you, does the dog have a cute little thing?
No.
Okay.
We're dressing up as a perimenopausal, steroided, clogged-eared.
Love it. I used to go every year as a disgruntled Geico employee.
Yeah.
But I'll wear my tiara. It's the one day it's not implied. So yeah.
Good.
Anything else besides watching these last few games of the World Series?
Maybe the last game tonight could be the last
Maybe.
game.
And screaming anchor down at me over text.
Well, you know, not go watch the game.
Well, I probably will be so mad I will turn it. We'll see. I don't know. Oh, here's something that happened. Here's something that happened. Hugh Freeze had and his wife both had the stomach virus. And so he came a day late to the game. He didn't fly with the team. He flew in that morning. And they did the Auburn Tiger Walk. And those ding dongs were high-fiving him all the way down to the stadium. And I was like, y'all are dumb. He just had a stomach virus.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. But here he was, high-fiving everybody. Woohoo, here we come. I was like, what are y'all doing? Stop. Sanitize.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Well, tomorrow night I get to see Birch, so I'm sure next week we'll have a lot to talk about with that. I'm so excited. After I get my tire fixed.
Okay. Good luck.
Thanks. All right, everybody. Y'all have a great week. Have a safe Halloween. Don't let anybody give you candy that's been tainted like we thought was going to happen in the 80s. What else did we think?
Check those apples for razor blades.
All the razor blades and the poison.
Yep.
And don't forget the candy tax from your children. You deserve it.
Right. Bye, y'all. Have a good week.